yeah.
Sports and music, yep, it's going hand in hand.
Yeah, we talking sports and music, yep, they going hand in hand. Ballin' with my beats on, gotta have that upper hand. Tying up my sneakers, yeah, my ballers understand. And I hear them yelling from the stands, what they saying? Sports and music, sports and music, sports and music, yep, it's going hand in hand. Sports and music, sports and music, sports and music, gotta get it how we can. S&M all day, 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 S&M all day.
Background, man, we straight players. We'd like to welcome you guys to another episode of Sports Music with Dick Moegger. We're on our 14th week, and that time is flying, and I'm loving it. You know, it's amazing, and it's good to be able to, you know, come back and talk to you guys for another week. We have a special show. We got my friend Gregory, who's a really good camera guy. You know, he's been working with Easy Way Broadcasting for some time now. We have the pleasure of bringing him on. He has some really good things going on outside of the camera world. You know, he's doing some things on the East Coast and the West Coast. But, you know, it's Sports Music with Mo Egger. We back again. Easy Way Broadcasting. Yeah, we have some interesting things happening in the past week or so. Let's talk about the positive things first. For one, I was nominated for Independent Music Producer of the Year for the Entrepreneurs on a Move Award. So I'm honored and privileged and blessed to be able to say that I'm, you know, nominated for such award. I feel good about it. Another thing, we have the t-shirts that's online now. They're on the market. So after the show, make sure you be checking out my Twitter. I will be posting links for the t-shirts so you can guys go ahead and grab the t-shirt. And my Twitter is M-O-E-A-G-E-R. So go ahead and check that out. And I will be having TJ Duckett on the show also, one of my partners who actually helped put together the t-shirt line so we can get those things going. And we will be talking about the brand in itself, letting you know how important the brand is. It's not just a regular t-shirt, man. It's so much more that goes behind the actual logo on the shirt. So I really want to use the opportunity to be able to talk to you guys about what it really means to me and what happened, how it came about. And I'm sure you guys have heard about the song that Ray J came out and, you know, basically dissed Kanye West and Kim Kardashian. So callers, feel free to call in if you guys want to discuss some of those things. You know, I hate to bring negativity on the show, but you know, at the end of the day, it's still reality and it's still the world we live in, and certain things I feel like need to be talked about. Maybe we can resolve some issues on a positive note on, you know, some things that we would do differently according to that situation. So he had a song called I Hit It First, basically going at Kim and Kanye West. So we have our first guest on. Gregory, you there, brother?
Yeah, Mo. What's going on, Mo? How you doing today?
Greg, how you doing, brother? Long time no hear, man.
I know. Since our last conversation, man, it seems like we see each other at least, you know, like maybe two or three times a month.
Yeah, definitely,
absolutely,
man.
Absolutely.
Go ahead. I said introduce yourself to the world.
Absolutely. This is Gregory A. Lewis. I'm the owner of TI Films LLC, and by company name, I'm actually tied to having and being behind WTV with the content on WTV Networks, and I'm the guy behind The Little Voice, which is my niece, who says my tagline, which is TI Films is in the building, we don't ask, we take over. So a little background about myself. I got started in the video production business back in 2006. It kind of started in the realm that Mo, that you are presently in, with one of my buddies actually started a record label, and unbeknownst to us at that particular point in time, we both were writing and, you know, putting out rhymes and everything, and then we were like, well, we need to have content. Well, I had a background with photography and video production back in high school and even in college too as well. So I gradually moved into that realm. And then when I came across my partner that got me into the photography realm, he started teaching me the ins and outs about, you know, photography and learning video. And then we started partnering. And I'm from the area of Northern Virginia, about 20 minutes south of D.C. And from that point, it's just been a work in progress and a learn in progress, just learning my craft from D.C. Now I'm out here in L.A., picking up contacts, making new connections, building a lot of relationships, and working on the craft.
Definitely. So what would you say the biggest difference between working on the East Coast and working on the West? In particular, you know, you're coming from D.C., you know, it's pretty much corporate world, and then coming to Hollywood. So what's the major difference that you feel that you have to, you know, what's the difference with you, bro?
I think the biggest draw is Hollywood has the raw material, the raw talent. Everybody who's been in the industry resides, you're either doing business in New York or you're doing business in L.A., and the attitudes out here are more, I would say, more ego-driven, and you got to filter through a lot of BS. On the East Coast, it's more business and more structured corporately, and everybody's about handling business out on the East Coast. No disrespect to anybody on the West Coast, but just in my overall experience, it's been that type of formula where you got to kind of filter through the nonsense to get to the real truth. On the East Coast, it's right up in your face. It's blatant.
Yeah, I mean, I've experienced some time on the East Coast. I've lived in New Jersey for almost 2 years. That's okay. One of the things I need to experience myself. It's like, not to say it's easier to make it anywhere, but I feel like, a place like New York, New Jersey, man, you know off rip. Basically.
Hey, my family's from the Bronx, so you already know. You know, we don't hold any cut cards. It's all about, if you say something, it's always backed up by action. And if you want to see the action, the walk is really mean. It's no talking. It's straight walking. It's straight walking.
You know what I like
Absolutely.
About it, man? It saves a lot of time. It saves yourself a lot of time. You don't have to go through the whole notion of, all right, give me a number, I hit you up, this, that, another. You can just skip all of that and just know that it's not going to happen, or it is going to happen. Versus L.A., you know, L.A. is the home of the fast yeses and the slow noes.
I totally agree with that. That's But that's just been my observation. But out here in LA, the contacts are very vital. It's slim pickings when it comes to different celebrities. If you want to, like in the D.C. area, for example, it's more politically driven and also government driven. So your angle is more geared towards that industry. So you're doing a lot more corporate stuff and corporate events. But out in New York, when you drive up or you drive down to, they call Atlanta, you know, Little New York, that those areas are the areas that are popping on the East Coast where you can really build up, you know, certain contacts and really connect in those cliques. It's like high school. You know, basically you're just trying to associate yourself and gain some notoriety with the head cheerleader or the jock who's getting all the attention, the prom king. It's no different in business. It's the same philosophy where if you really want to make it somewhere, it's really based off of who you know and who you associate your time with.
Yep.
Other than that, you're going to be begging for change and people are going to be stepping over you.
Right. It's about who you know and who's willing to help you also. And it's amazing. Like you said, it's like almost like high school. I feel like that way, I feel like social media at times feel like, okay, it's a popularity contest or who can be the hottest, who got the most Twitter likes. Let's talk about some of those things, man. Let's talk about social media and how it's affecting our generation, how it's helping our generation, and how it's also affecting. Because, you know, a lot of times I look at social media as a tool to hurt people and to help. You know, we have a situation yesterday where a player won an NCAA championship, but it was a female he was dealing with. On the side, I'm not gonna say her name because she doesn't deserve the glory. But there's a player that won an NCAA championship yesterday, and right after he won a championship, he actually gave glory to God for one, and he thanked his girlfriend. So this girl that he was dealing with on Twitter, she basically went to her DM messages, pretty much put him on blast, and just like, well, you know, you're the girlfriend's like, why are you sending me these pictures? Why are you telling me this, that, and the other? So it was like, ah, man, it's almost like. After, as soon as he won, and it was a big thing on Twitter yesterday. I think it was actually trending. Like this girl, she did a number on him, and people still talking about it to this today about how bad she actually did this young man who actually won a national championship, and she just put him out there, man. How do you feel about situations like that?
Well, I mean, when it comes out to social media, I was just talking to Eric about this last night. It's once something's out there. Especially the way it is now, it gets out in the cyberspace, it's there forever. Like, think about when you think about Michael Vick, you don't think about this time that he put in to get from Virginia Tech, from a small town in Virginia to Virginia Tech, and then going to Atlanta and start ripping and running and breaking a lot of rushing records. What is his name synonymous by? Dog fighting.
Right.
And it doesn't matter how many relationships that he builds or how many cute pictures that he takes, he's still going to be synonymous with that. So what young kids got to be mindful of, I just seen a story in Canada where a young lady got raped and she got gang raped and she committed suicide because that topic was getting sent out virally and it was a video made about that. Now, when it comes down to the bullying, when it comes down to the extreme cases, it can be detrimental to what you're going to be doing 5, 10 years, 20 years down the line, because now you're going to have a stigma and you're going to be tainted with your brand if you try to come back out. That's the same situation where you were just talking about with Kanye West. Because of that video, it made Kim famous. But at the same time, she's always going to be synonymous with that sex tape. Now, on a positive side, you can... It's a tool with social media. It's a tool. So, Mo, you made your transition out of the NBA, and now you have a platform where you can promote one of your gifts and one of your talents and use that as a tool to really expose that. If people didn't know you personally or didn't see you in the studio, you can prove it without a shadow of a doubt because of the content that you collected, the material that you've been putting out, the promotion that you've been putting on your brand. Because Mo Agar is now not only associated with being a radio host, but also aligning himself to be a music producer, not only meat making, you know, outside of the stuff that you did with the NBA. And now you're branding yourself and you're reinventing yourself in a whole new light, and people are respecting and responding to your new career and your new transition.
Man, speaking on reinventing yourself, man, how do you feel about people actually reinventing themselves? How important do you feel like it is to reinvent yourself once you actually conquered a certain level where you feel like you need to move on? Do you feel like reinventing yourself is a source for greatness?
I think it's either you're growing or you're dying. And, you know, I stay hungry off of information and knowledge. Since I was a little kid, my father had me around adults. So the way that I perceive and how I view the world, I'm taking the experience. Like when I have a conversation with my grandfather, I'm going through the mindset and the eyes during the time where he had to drink out of a water fountain if it said the right letters on it. So
right.
His experiences influenced me. So now I look at it from this perspective is, you know, it just really depends on how you view life right now, man. I mean, you really have to reinvent yourself. Like we have an interview that's going to be coming up on the Kevin T. Robinson Show, tied to WTV, and Keith Sweat talked about reinventing himself. He said that you have to be in a space where you reinvent yourself every now and then, because it's like you're refining wine, and you're reinventing yourself to make your overall brand and your overall product better. Being yourself, because you read a book, you know that if you come back 6 months from now, you're going to pick up so many different experiences that when you pick that same book up and you read that same paragraph, you're going to be in a totally different space mentally to pick up new information that you wasn't using before.
Absolutely. And it's I feel like timing is everything. You know, some things you just can't teach. I feel like I'm not in the same mental space I was in last week. So I feel like we should have learned to, as people, allow time to do what it's supposed to do. As long as we're doing what we're supposed to be doing and taking care of our business, I feel like we need to really let time have it, you know, and let time mold you and let situations develop. Because, you know, a lot of times we can, as individuals, man, we get so impatient when things are not happening our way. So we just keep forgetting that, you know, it's all about developing and building a foundation on the way, because, you know, the seeds you planted a year ago might not grow until a year later, you know, and situations start happening for you. And sometimes people give up so easy on different things, you know, they forget that, man, I did plant that seed and I gave up before I actually saw it grow.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're animals of you know, being comfortable, but not only that, we're animals of habit. And in order to learn something like Mo, for you to dunk on someone, to make a layup, to shoot a free throw, I play high school ball. You took it to a level of being a professional athlete. The things that you can do on that court effortlessly, it's not just based off of just your gift, where you know, it's just not based off of your talents and your gift, but also the repetitions and routine that you did time in and time out. Like, how many times were you in the gym and you was a gym rat and shooting 1,000 shots a day?
Absolutely. Everything takes time and effort.
Like, that's the thing that I always focus back on, because of, you know, my career in high school with winning a national championship in the 5K, but also in basketball. Like, your attitude, you can't expect to get to a certain level if you're not putting in that work and working on your craft and constantly, you know, challenging yourself on a daily, minute-by-minute basis. If not, it's impossible to think that, man. My size wasn't going to make it in the league. It just wasn't going to happen. No matter who's, you know what I'm saying, Mo? Like, I challenged you the last time we played. We're going to have to play too as well. But that's my mentality. It's not the size of the, you know, it's not my heart. I'll challenge you all day. You know, take a L or take a win. It don't matter. In my mind, yeah, I can play. But You're going to destroy me.
<It's all laughs>
All you got to do is back me down, man, and then dunk on me. That's all you have to do. So, it just takes time to refine the overall craft, and people are not willing to see it all the way through. Like, do you feel with your production right now, have you invested enough time where it's past the point of no return, where you can't turn around and say, well, I give up on this?
No way. I came way too far to this point to where I perfected it, you know, and I have so much, so much music that I've done and so much music that I have out there, man. Like, even with music, music is probably one of the slower processes in the industry. Like, far as art, when you talk about art, I say music is one of those things that you never know. Like, I might have a record that might not blow up until 3 years from now, you know. And I, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, you really have to just stay faithful, stay grounded, keep putting the material out there, man. And speaking of working, man, how does it feel to actually be covering these red carpet events? And, you know, how much pressure is that?
Repeat that last phrase.
I'm sorry. I said, you know, you're covering different red carpet events. You know, how much pressure is that? You know, how much pressure is it, or how much fun is it for you?
I think the fun is after you get the overall celebrity in the queue and in the scopes, because it takes a certain mindset. What my mentor and I, we talk about this all the time, but when I was first starting off with collecting the celebrity content, it started back in late 2009. I mean, from interviews from, you know, Russell Simmons, Larry the Cable Guy, Kevin Campbell, Charles Dutton, you know, Angela Bassett, I'll Be Short, MC Light, Big Daddy Kane. I mean, it's a slew of people. If I have those names and I know that those are my targets, I look at it like a hitman. And this is kind of like my mindset. The amount of pressure, you only have a certain amount of time to capture that moment. Do you think if I forgot something and I wasn't prepared, that I'll be able to say, oh, hold on a second, Miss Bassett. I got to go get my batteries are not charged, or I got to go get my light. Do you think she's going to wait for me? There's a small window of opportunity to be able to get these celebrities. They can give a rat's butt if you get them in the queue or they don't get them in the queue, no matter if you're giving them positive content. Doesn't matter to them. You know what I'm saying? That's the pressure that you have to be dealing with. Not only that, but also the people that you're going to be dealing with attracting that content, or who's going to be blocking you to not get that content, or do you have access in the overall credentials to be able to execute your overall mission, where, you know, there's no guarantees.
Right. That's absolutely correct, man. A lot of people don't really understand what goes on behind the camera, you know, not the camera, but the camera guys, the things you guys go through. A lot of times, you know, when we see the people with the cameras on the red carpet, you know, you guys seem to be, you guys tend to be quiet, but you guys are really focused. One thing I noticed about you, when you're on the carpet, man, you're focused, man. You got your Dre Beat headphones, you got the orange joint, I remember, you got the orange.
Yeah.
You're really focused, and people don't really think about you guys as, you know, those are individuals who are going to make me look good, you know, and they don't really hear the behind the scenes from the camera guy, man. It's way more in detail, you know, even after the red carpet, you know, some of the things you go through.
What was the last point? I'm sorry.
I said, explain some of the things that you guys have to do, you know, after you're done with the red carpet, you know, with editing and some of the things you have to do in order to complete the process with the camera.
I mean, the process is just imagine this. You cover about an hour worth of footage. First, you get through the process of collecting the footage, and you got everything that you had in your mind and that you wrote down. Then you go through a process of, now I gotta go ahead and import this footage. And just think about it in real time. So if you had an hour worth of footage or content, it's going to take you an hour just to upload that stuff. Then, well, you're not going to use everything. How are you going to flow with the project? You know, how are you going to flow with the project? What are you going to cut out? Now you're going to turn an hour into 3 minutes.
Then
that's, you know what I'm saying? So that's where it's just like mixing and mastering, even in, you know, in the record industry. Like, you know, Kanye could take a song and say Stronger, and they went through mixing and mastering and say, oh, yo, add this 808. Oh, no, take this out. Add this. And he did it about 17, 18 times where you hear the version on the radio.
Yeah.
So it's the same process when you're editing. You're going through that thing about like maybe 20, 30, 40, 50 repetitions, and you're just like, man, dude, if I see this person again or hear this or that, or man, you're about to off yourself. But that's a tedious process in editing, and then you export your project, and then, oh yeah, great, you get some high fives and some virtual hugs. But that process of editing is a totally different monster. So that's why it's so important to stay focused out there in the field, because if you don't get the content right, you can't recreate this stuff. You only have one chance to mess up your Picasso, and that's it.
That's absolutely correct. So do you feel like you guys go underappreciated sometimes?
I think once you hit I think individuals underestimate you, but the value is in the content. Like my overall tag for my Gregory A. Lewis LLC is the content king with the golden footage. The content being that it's king because everybody needs it. Everybody needs fresh content. And the golden footage being that your footage will never get dated or never get old.
Absolutely.
How we feel, you know what I'm saying? Like how we feel with collecting this stuff, like I think the ones that do get the accolades are the individuals that are the executive producers, the producers,
right.
And the directors. But the individuals that's holding the camera and stuff, nah, not really. You know what I'm saying? Like you're not going to get that same type of respect that you would get, being a director or producer. So you got to kind of graduate and move up to the next level with that.
Yeah, absolutely, man. It seems like you're still paying your dues, but I'll be the first to tell you, man, I respect you guys, man. I really appreciate what you guys are doing. And speaking of cameras, man, I know you heard the Ray J record, man, going at Kanye West and Kim Kardashian, man.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel about that situation, man? Like, do you feel sorry for both either parties? Like, how do you? What's your take on that whole situation?
I think it's egos, and then also just jealousy involved, man. Like, it doesn't matter if you. Who cares? hey, Ray J, take a picture of a burrito and stuff. Like, who cares? If these two are happy, I mean, I'm just being honest, man. Like, bro, right. I'm a man. Who cares? If Kim is happy with Kanye, great. Great for them. Kanye is going to be, he's going to be drinking his, he's going to be drinking his juice, and he's going to be on his Kanye, and he's going to be a genius with producing his records. Kim is still going to be collecting money and branding herself and staying in the tabloids. Baby's going to go to another level. Ray J's still going to get his money. Like, it doesn't matter. It's not going to hurt either way. And Kanye is not going to give Ray J that light, because you don't want to give energy to something like that, because all it's going to do is it's going to, you're going to put that fire out better than, it's best to put that fire out and not say anything than to, just antagonize and then, just do something to, rival, go back and forth and stuff. That's it'll be dumb. It'll be dumb on Kanye's part.
I feel like this is my take on it. I have mixed feelings about it. I feel that people are giving Kanye West way too much credit for not saying anything. When have we known Kanye West to hold his tongue on anything?
He
be like, all right, whatever. But this is Kanye West we talking about, man. This is the Kanye West has had plenty of times to be the bigger man. Come on, man.
Mo. Now, will it be nice wordplay? Would it be, great? Like, I mean, because even you took shots at Chris Humphries and stuff. So it's like, yeah, you know what I'm saying. So I think what he's doing right now is letting it really die down, and then he's gonna hit some subliminals, or he's gonna go at Ray J. But I mean, honestly, man, Ray J got too many things that he needs to worry about anyway. he got some other stuff he got to worry about. So that's my view on that.
Man, back on topic, brother. So, in Hollywood, we always talk about the glitz and glamour, the success and the money and all those things. But, man, some people just forget about, man, it's just a business. You can't forget that it's actually a business we're in. Talk about the business side of everything in Hollywood, just the things that people don't need, the people that need to know about the business, man. Let's talk about that.
Who are you getting represented by? Do you have your business structured? And we could be talking about this all day, but how are you doing business? Now, because when I first came out here, the biggest deterrent or rebuttal was, well, I want to know, you know, how do I get started? Just being out here in California, like, how do you get started? How do you start to, you know, get into the industry? And from individuals that work on Spider-Man, you know, 1, 2, and 3, you know, Stunt Devil, I'm not going to mention his name, an individual that worked with Steven Spielberg, and countless others, they said, like, there's not, you have to be tied to a union. And the unions, especially in California, are so so structured that, you know, you got to die in order to get in. Like, you got to die to get in. So what about the young entrepreneur that is looking to build up something? What other visions or what other angles are you going to create in order to get your end result? And the biggest thing that I knew within myself is that if you're a visionary, you can create opportunities with individuals that they might not even be thinking about. Like, this, like, I can make a career offer just working off of ETKs.
Mm-hmm.
I can make a career offer just doing corporate videos. I can make a career offer just doing headshots with the photography. Mm-hmm. I can make a career, you know what I'm saying? So it depends on what your angle is. And
right.
If you see a producer and you, or you see a casting director, or you see, like, what are you going to offer them that they're not currently getting?
Exactly.
You got to start, you know, your IQ, your business IQ starts to, you know, your juices start to flow, and you're saying to yourself, well, man, I can go at this angle or go at this angle or go at this angle to find and see if your services can meet their needs. It all boils down to, are you providing the right type of message with your brand, and are you giving benefit language, deliverables for your clients? When I work with Eric, that's my client. That's my client. And we have a business relationship.
Right.
That's how I present myself. And, you know, nope, like, Mo, you have no boss. I have no boss, because no matter if you was flipping burgers at Burger King, you're providing your time and you're giving a service of those duties. But last time I checked, when you clock out, they don't tell you what to do when you go home.
Right. Absolutely. That's cool, man. I'm so happy you was able to come onto the show, man, and give us some knowledge and wisdom from a different aspect. People don't really get a chance to,
thanks,
you know,
hear about
him, man. We don't get a chance to talk to the guy behind the camera that's taking care of his business too, man. You know, they keep forgetting that you guys getting it in too, man, you know. And I feel like we have some good business we need to take care of on another note. So let's give everyone your Twitter, your information, so everybody can follow you.
Yeah, absolutely. It's Gregory A. Lewis. You can find me on Facebook. And then when it comes down to Twitter, it's TEYEFILMS. If you see any of the things that's tied with Eric on the WTV networks, it's you'll hear my overall slogan with the animation saying TI Films is in the building. We don't ask, we take over. That's my niece, leaving a legacy with that, with my company branding name. And, you know, if you want to reach me other than that, you know, just reach out to me and I'll definitely respond back. I'm definitely looking for some other editors and looking to build new relationships. No matter what industry that you're in, we can always find an angle and be able to cooperate and work together. So, Mo, I appreciate you just allowing me the opportunity to be on your show, and keep doing your thing, bro.
Hey, man, appreciate it. Give me a call later on, man. We'll wrap again. Yo,
yes,
we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with Sports and Music with Mo Ager, followed by Easy Way Broadcasting.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Azuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Do you want a stronger internet presence and social media following for you or your business? Eric Easy Zuli and his company, Easy Way Entertainment, can help you get discovered. go to www.easywaybroadcasting.com for prices and packages that can help you take control of your internet presence and gain marketing exposure.
Yes, yes. That's what it is. Shout out to the boy Eric Julian, making it all happen for everybody, baby. We're doing it the easy way. Now I got my boy TJ Ty Duckett on the line. What up, boy?
What's up? What's up? What's up?
Man, we brought you back.
Man, it feels good. I'm about to have to call this my home. Welcome home.
Yes. Introduce the world again. You know, some people might have missed the episode you was on the first time, so let us know who you are, brother.
Yeah. My name is Todd T.J. Duckett. I'm former professional athlete, now professional social entrepreneur, professional world trainer, professional non-profit, exquisite fundraiser for every non-profit I can get involved with. And ultimately, I'm just someone who wants people to believe in themselves and want people to understand their self-worth, their self-value, so they can make a difference in other people's lives and ultimately the world we live in.
Ah, man, that's awesome. So what do you have working on currently?
Well, with my nonprofit, New World Flood, Flooding the World Through Giving and Service, A Single Raindrop is the Beginning of a Flood. That's been my major goal. That's been my major philanthropy thing, being able to help the community, being able to help people. But on the entrepreneur end, I started a T-shirt printing company called Simple T-shirt Printing. And, Mo, we got some of your gear out. We got some of your gear. We got some of your brand out. And we go and we do a lot of work with nonprofits because nonprofits spend the majority of their budget on events for T-shirts, and we're able to really help them out and not put so much of emphasis on that, where they can actually put a focus on what their nonprofit is about. But also, I mean, T-shirts, a lot of people make them. A lot of people, we do embroidery, we do jackets, hats. A lot of people wear clothes, and being able to help provide that service, especially to people who have their brand, who are creating their brand, I mean, that's become a newfound love for me.
That's pretty cool, man. You know what? I do have the pleasure of having my shirts on your website. You know, they've got for those who are listening, the shirts went on market last week. So definitely
yes.
Go and check out the website. We'll be shooting out the links after the show.
Simple-t.org.
Okay. That's it. Hey, let's talk about important and how different your shirts are. You know, people want to know, even let's use my shirt as an example. With my brand,
yeah, well, go ahead.
I feel like the actual logo on a shirt means a lot more than what it looks like. You know, and I can't wait. I really want to explain to you guys what it means on my shirt, but I feel like the price that we have it at is my brand, and we've been going back and forth with, you know, different pricing for different things on the shirt. And you know, I want you to be able to explain to people that's listening the difference between this shirt and a regular shirt.
Well, this shirt, man, this shirt, how old are you?
29.
This shirt has been 29 years in the making. All the blood, the sweat, the tears that you have put into your craft, that your family has put into you, that your community has put into you, that with it also being the cover of your album, and the album, that's another 29 years of work, of dedication, of hard work, of just you putting it out there on the line. That's what it's about. And to mix your passion, to mix everything with it, you have defined yourself and with what we define ourselves as our company is. Just a minute ago, I heard the guy that was on the phone or the guy that we were talking to a second ago talking about time. Time, that you can't get time back. So all the time that we have been using to create these brands, to do these things. And with it being our own businesses, there is no punching out. There is no 5 o'clock. Every day, every minute, it's 9 a.m., it's 8 a.m., whatever time it is you go to work. And so that to be the brand, so that to be what it's all about, man, it's not just another shirt. It's not just so-and-so said, oh, I'm just going to draw this and put it out there. I mean, it took some time for it to come up with. It took some effort to figure out what colors make sense. And for that to be who you are and to continue to be the brand, and for it to be the first one in establishing who you are, what you are, to me, that makes the shirt even more of a value. And if anything, man, no matter who it is, we all support people who we like. We all support brands that we enjoy wearing. We all support the product. You don't go and say, man, Coca-Cola, Pepsi, that costs too much. You need to change that. No, we understand how much time it took to make that can, to make that design, putting the brand into it. And ultimately, at the end of the day, too, it's a business. So if you're going to put your business out there, you can't shortchange your business. That's not business. That's not good business.
Absolutely. And I feel like at this point, you know, no one can set the bar for your value as much as you can.
No.
Once you put the bar for yourself, that's the bar you have to, stay at. You know, and me personally, I feel like I wanted to set myself at a, you know, I want myself to be valuable. So if I'm valuable, I have to work hard to be valuable and put myself out there to be valuable for people to have value in me and feel like I am valuable. So if I don't feel like I'm valuable, I mean, nobody else is. So I feel like
nobody else would.
Yeah, it's so important to actually put so much stock into yourself, investing into yourself to where others go, oh, cool. Now it's cool for me to invest in him because he is worth something. So how important do you feel like it's actually to be able to set out a goal, you know, reinvent yourself, and staying strong and seeing it all the way through, even through the dark times, even through the good times, through the times where you feel like you might be alone and nobody's there. And, you know, you might have times where everybody's there, but at the end of the day, it's like it's something you have to deal with. How do you feel like it? How important is it to stay focused and stay grounded to execute a plan once you set something out?
I'm going to tell you this. And this is how I can relate it to my life. Now, when I was a young kid, I wanted to go to college. I didn't want to go to a D3 school. I didn't want to go to a D2 school. I wanted to go to a D1 university. And so knowing that, understanding that, I set my standards high. I said, man, you know what? I don't think that's going to get me there. So I had to do more. I knew what my brand was then. I don't think that's going to get me there. I got to do more. And then once I did that, I realized I was in a different environment and I was in a different level. And at that level, all my friends were doing one thing and I'm in the weight room. All my friends were over here and I'm out running doing road work. And I started to have more of a self-awareness and be like, so this is what it takes. This is what it's about. And now when that happened, I started to have D1 coaches come into my high school and seeing, man, who is this kid? What are you doing? What happened? Where'd you come from? And then when that happened, they didn't say, you know, we only want to give you a partial scholarship. No, the work you put in, we want to give you a full ride to our university to play at the biggest stage. Now, when that happened, that opened up the doors and made new friends, lost friends. A lot of friends are still in the same spot, bro. And it tied everything around, and it became like, wow, this is why I work so hard. And a lot of the people who doubted, who were like, man, you know, you're from Kalamazoo, Michigan. What do you think you're going to do? A lot of those people, man, that's because they couldn't see themselves doing, or they weren't willing to put in that hard work. And a lot of people, man, too many people nowadays, they're selling themselves short. They don't have the character it needs to be successful in the light. They're selling themselves completely short for what? To make somebody happy? To make something that isn't even who they are? And then as you get older, for me, even you look at the NFL as a brand, the NFL, there's only one professional football league in the world. You can't go to another place and play somewhere else. So there's a standard that is even in that environment, in that arena. And again, having that same standard and putting it out there, you got to work and match it, and it's not for everybody to be there. Everybody doesn't go to a football game every Sunday. A lot of people sit and watch it on TV, but there's not that many people in the building, and the majority of people got season tickets. They're season ticket holders. It's a completely different environment as you start to grow, and, you know, it's so amazing, it's so exciting to see with you, Mo, because, I mean, I followed you when you was here at Michigan State. And now I have to create a new spot. Man, this is just the beginning. This ain't, you ain't even to the top of the hill yet. You still on that climb up. And as you get climbed up, that air gets a little thinner and people can't breathe. And they start to say, hold on, man, where you going? Man, you got to come back down here to us, man. You got to be right here with us. And you just keep pulling. You feel me?
Yeah, I feel like we all experience those things, especially when we're trying to just do something special. You know, I feel like, you know, being complacent is the worst thing you can possibly do with yourself, man. So how do you feel like, you know, when you're reinventing yourself and you might not feel like you're getting the same support you were getting when you were on the field or anything else?
You know, that happens a lot, too, because you don't get the same support because obviously your dream and your goals are very few people who you even around understand that. And especially in some inner circles, I mean, keep your circle small, but a lot of people don't understand what it takes to be successful. And, I mean, it's a dark time. You know, after I got done playing, I shared with you before, when I got done playing, I was lost for a while, and I had no clue who I was. And I went on a 40-day fast of just water, 40 days, 40 nights of just water. That was probably one of the darkest periods of my life. But in that moment, I found myself, man. I found out who I was, my brand. I wasn't a football player, man. I'm over here valuing myself as an athlete. That was something I did. That wasn't what made me. And because I didn't play anymore and people weren't asking for an autograph and I wasn't scoring touchdowns, I lowered my value. I lowered who I was. And so to come out now, I'd be like, man, I'm stronger than I was. I'm the same dude who did this and did that. Only thing I did was play a game for y'all. And from there, man, that changed who I was, and now I'm able to have a different mind state and a different focus.
Right. Do you think most athletes go through that after retirement?
I believe every athlete goes through that after retirement because every athlete has been doing it since they were a little kid, every athlete. And very few athletes are able to stop playing when they want to, when they choose to. A lot of times they get a call from a coach, and they say, hey, you're cut. Or they get hurt and say, man, son, I don't think you ever play again. And it happens just like that overnight in an instant. And so guys and girls, athletes, they're not prepared. But it's not just athletes. Take it to a person. Because a person who has a loved one, and all of a sudden the loved one is taken from them, that's a dark stage. Any person who's been married for 30, 40 years, take the marriage, so they have to be a CEO, and this is something that you've been working on, and you're putting all your time, blood, sweat, and tears in, and it fails, now you got to re-identify and find out who you are again. I mean, we all go through it, but the hard part is coming out and having that focus and that belief to continue to believe who we are and shoot for that new you, let's say. You know what I mean?
Right. That's absolutely true, man. I've been in conversations with people, and I tell them I play professional sports, and they look at me like, you still young. It's like, why are you not playing anymore? You know,
exactly.
I explain to them what I'm doing now and where I've come from and, you know, the steps that I've taken and some of the things I'm doing now. I've literally seen people almost, like, not want to throw up, but they'll look at me like, all right, something's wrong with this kid. And the conversation can actually go south. It can go either way. I'm in the NBA, and then they'll be like, oh, great.
Yep.
But you know what it's done for me? And we talk about it all the time, but it's done for me. It's allowed me to be able to detect real from fake. And I love being around people that's real. And me personally, I feel like this is a really, really good time in my life where I have my loved ones. I have the ones that's going to be here forever. They're with me during this process. And it's an amazing thing. I feel like I've met my future wife when I was not playing basketball, bro. So at that time, I don't think I would have met. It would have been something genuine emails at that time, man. We see how it is nowadays. You know, it's a player that got caught up yesterday. You know, did you see the national championship game?
Yeah, I saw that, yeah.
Well, the point guard from Louisville, I guess he was dealing with some girl on Twitter, and, you know, she pretty much put him on blast because he went on national TV. He said, you know, I want to thank God for the win, and I want to thank my girlfriend. So this girl decided to go ahead and just put the kid on blast.
Wow, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, it's a sad situation because the kid just won a national championship. He's probably going to go to the NBA and do some good things, but this is just an example of the type of females that, you know, we run across when we're playing a sport versus afterwards. I feel like, you know, what's the divorce rate after basketball? You know, a lot of guys end up getting divorced after they're done playing ball. And for whatever reason it may be, the divorce rate is still what it is. The numbers don't lie. So I feel like it's been a peaceful time for me personally, you know, not playing ball and doing what I really love. And obviously I didn't love basketball, but, you know, I've moved on from that, you know, and obviously you've been able to move on and you know.
Yeah.
You know how difficult it is to have these type of conversations with anyone. So, you know, once I get a chance to talk to another brother that's kind of going through the same thing I'm going through, it's always refreshing. You already know.
Yeah, and even like with his scenario, I don't know the whole scenario, but like you said, he just won a national championship, and he's getting ready to be drafted. I mean, he has a good chance to play in the league. Now, that being said, that don't necessarily mean she need to be there with him. You see what I'm saying? People like that show their colors, and I believe that there's a reason in the season for everybody. And if you're not able to see the red flags and you're not able to see what's going on around you in your world, sometimes that can prevent you from achieving your blessing because everyone isn't supposed to be blessed by what you've done. There's certain things that people just, I mean, they take from you. They're like bloodsuckers, you know what I'm saying? And they just keep pulling and pulling. And if you don't see it and you're not aware of it, that they're ultimately hindering your blessing, because now this young man, he worked hard, not saying he done everything right, because I don't know, but that's something that should, if anything, that should be a conversation between two people, not on a public stage. That should be something that just bring it in, and ultimately then the effect's still going to be the same, because if he still really loves her, he's still going to have to choose, if that's the case, whatever the case may be. But still, to have that go out there, and that's where, man, it's just some things are for everybody, and
right.
to understand and to see that, you got to have your antennas up, you know what I'm saying, and just be aware.
TJ, like, this was the situation. It was a girl he was dealing with on Twitter. It was basically a side chick. She put him on blast. After she found out he had a girlfriend, after he gave a shout-out to the girlfriend on national TV. So the girl that was on Twitter basically put him on blast. She then went back to her, you know, and just put him out there.
Hey, and I'm just going to tell you like this, man to man, shoot, he about to head to this next level. Maybe he just needs to pick one and call it a day and get focused.
Yeah, I think it could be a nice little lesson for him, man. It gives him an opportunity.
Yeah, it is. But at the same time, you know, it's we get those lessons all the time. And you don't have to win the national championship to get those lessons. I mean, they happen all day, every day. You just got to be aware and be conscious of what's happening, what's going on, and make those choices. And sometimes those are the hard decisions leaders have to make. Those are tough choices.
Right. You got to be careful, man. At the end of the day.
Yeah, always. And that's what I'm saying, man. Surround yourself with family. Surround yourself. I mean, you got to be careful with family, too. But surround yourself with close people, man, who you can trust. And it doesn't have to be the whole world. It could be one person. It could be two people who really, truly got your back and really, truly have the best interest in it for you. And you need to have surrounding, man. No, man, just have a good, close one, two people, and make sure they stay strong and, you know, keep your circle tight and do what your mission is in this world, because soon your mission will be over, and what's your legacy?
Right. And the older you get, the more you realize that, you know, just smaller your circle, the better. You know, keep your good friends close, keep your loved ones, whoever it may be, your girlfriend, mother, your sister. Keep it, you know, just keep it small, man. There's so many people out here that have so many bad intentions, and I'm telling you that off experience, man. You know, you guys listening, you know, we've been in the highest levels. We play in the NFL and NBA. You know, we've dealt with the fake friends. We've dealt with the gold diggers. We've dealt with all these type of people. So we basically just giving you information off experience. Be careful out there, man. But thanks again for joining us again for the second time.
Thank you, bro. You already know, man. Thank you. SimpleT.org. It's simple-t.org. Look for that Mo Egger shirt. And, man, keep doing your thing, brother. Keep doing your thing. And we here. We here for you all day, every day.
Let's get it, bro. Thanks again, TJ.
All right, fam.
All right. Yeah, that's TJ Duckett, man. We just had a good conversation on life, y'all. So we about to bring on the man, Easy Eric Zuli. Easy Way, what up, though?
Life is hard, but I'll roll it easy way. Life is hard, but I'll roll it easy way.
Yes, sir. What's up, man?
Easy. What it do,
Mr.
man?
Mo, how you doing?
Fill me in. I already know you got a lot on the table, man. What's up, doggy?
Oh, man, there's always a lot happening the easy way, man, but I was literally listening to TJ and what he was saying, and that's me personally, that's really what I'm doing, is really putting together who belongs in the circle, who's the people that I've really, really, really had my back for a long time, and yep. It's so crucial, man, anybody listening, really understand it's so crucial to have the right team. That's the only way to, one, health-wise, stay sane, and two, move forward and succeed. I'm working closely with you, and we're producing a lot of projects right now, a lot of things with WTV, Easy Way Broadcasting, and stuff with my brand as Hollywood It Guy, and all that stuff. But honestly, if it wasn't for the team that I have that's helping facilitate things, and I want to really give a big shout-out to Tina Truman, our producer for Easy Way Broadcasting, and my agent. She's really facilitated a lot of situations that are brewing, that are coming together, and I'm not in L.A. anymore. You know, I moved to where I moved to, and I'm taking care of my dad and my family, and you know, that's really what's most important. Got really involved in a lot of philanthropy projects. As you know, we're getting you involved with Step for Education, stepwithus.org, which is helping inner city kids and students and nativity. And, you know, just you really think of what really matters, and you can't take it all with you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. And that's you said the key point, you know, some of the things that just really matter, you know. We all want to be successful as much as we possibly can be, but we can never forget what we're really doing it for and who we're doing it for. So I feel like it's really important to keep those close loved ones to you and keep you grounded, because, you know, you can be the most successful, famous person in the world, but if you don't have those grounded people around you, man, you can really lose yourself, and it'd be difficult to get out of that hole, man.
Yeah, totally. And I just wanted to agree with TJ there and kind of go off what he was saying. But another tip, you know, we're working on you getting on CBS Radio, as you know, with Mr. Rick Rosen, and really tell your story on what you've done on the sports and charity side, and what Rick's doing with charity is amazing. And you know, we're producing a lot of projects, and everybody that's listening, we're working on a new show with six of the sexiest, models that basically have really had established careers. And I'm trying to really create vehicles for influential individuals that want to tell a story to the people that need it, that need that in motivation, that inspiration. So we got a lot of cool celebrities that are involved with WTV right now. We just brought on Abraham McDonald. Really stoked upon that. He's signed with Def Jam Records. He won the whole Oprah contest. He sung for Michelle Obama. It goes on and on what he's done. And everybody can check out the music section. And you can see a column he's going to be doing, a celebrity column each week. And we're talking to people like Kate Linder, who's the star of Young and the Restless and has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And we're getting a lot of cool stories and things out of industry individuals that want to throw a message down. And the columns are going to be really cool. I think a lot of people are going to like them. They're going to read them. You know, you interviewed, you just had my production manager, Gregory A. Lewis, on. There's a lot of things coming from him. It's still yet to come out. I mean, we've covered like probably 14 A-list level type of events that still are yet to, you know, be in the queue and to come out on YouTube and thewtv.com. And Easy Way Broadcasting's moving really well. I mean, I want to say thank you to all the listeners that enjoy these shows. I mean, this is Easy Way Broadcasting, WTV's mainly a vehicle to help celebrities interact with their fans, help, and we've kind of changed it, not just celebrities, but influential individuals, you know, real influential individuals that can make dreams come true, you know?
Man, I want to ask you a serious question, man. This is a real question. I need an honest answer, bro. We have influential people that's working on Easy Way Broadcasting on our network. We all stand for something, and it's all positive. Contrary to what most of the world is doing, how difficult slash how long do you think it'll take for people like us who are trying to make a difference in the world with positivity? And we're not necessarily talking about negative content all the time. We're not putting people down. We're not exposing people. We're really trying to do it the right way and help people. How long do you think for it take for do you think it takes longer for people like us to actually make it in Hollywood? Or do you, what's your take on it? Do you think more people respect us? Ultimately, do you feel like we can make it in Hollywood?
I think that's a good question, Mo. I think that people, I mean, ultimately you can take the easy route and you can do the gossip and the tabloid type of stuff and the stories that are more interesting and you get the numbers and which is what a lot of people do. And, you know, we and our team, we're trying to promote the positive of the entertainment industry. And now we've really broken off to the corporate industry and philanthropy industry and sports and fashion and all the different genres. And it's a lot tougher to talk about the positive because, you know, not a lot of people care about it. It's sad that not so many people care about the positive as much as they care about the negative. But I think a lot of people are really starting to kind of come along. I mean, we've jumped probably 27 to 30 new followers on Easy Way Broadcasting, Easy Way Broadcast on Twitter. We're moving slowly but surely with the fans page. I think people are kind of understanding, you know, really what it is we're doing, and it's a lot of work. We're taking a lot of time to promote a good message, and you know, like there really needed to be a change the way things were done. And me personally, I've been burned thousands of times. I've connected so many people. I've done so many different things. I've helped so many people on social media. You know, I know a lot of people that are around us have done the same thing. And then people ridicule you for it or they get jealous or whatever. But you got to just stay strong and keep connecting those dots and just keep moving. And I really think people are starting to pay attention more and more. We're definitely getting a lot more interaction. And by the way, anybody that wants to interact with us, easywaybroadcasting@gmail.com. But to answer your question, Mo, I think it's a lot harder when you're going the positive route. But I think eventually people they catch on and they tell their friends, and it's just going to be a harder road. But it's a road that we're going to keep driving on and see where it takes us. And it's working out well.
Two things I want to say. One, I feel like it's well pleasing to God, and two, the route, basically we're not taking the most popular route, obviously, but I feel like it's the route that we're taking is going to allow us to last for a very long time.
Yeah, you know, I've noticed that a lot of people are interacting and noticing that, you know, we're doing something different. That a lot of people, I mean, no, people have been afraid to do what we're doing, because it's kind of like, it's weird. We're kind of bending the rules of Hollywood in a way, but I don't look at it that way. It's more like we're kind of making another pathway next to Hollywood and the opportunities and stuff. And we're just creating our own opportunities and our own projects and our own situations. And it's all via social media, you know, like,
right.
Like we're a social media network. Everything we do is via social media. And slowly but surely, more and more situations, like, I have a friend of mine that wants to introduce me to the president of a very, very major network that everybody knows about, put it that way. And,
right.
And like, you never know what's going to happen when you have these conversations and you do these things. But I'm noticing that the types and the levels of individuals we're getting in contact with, the growth is definitely growing, and it's pretty awesome. And I think people are really going to catch on when the opportunities, you know, happen. Like, we're going to be working on, you know, like, membership type of events where people can actually meet each other directly. We're going to be doing shows and things like that, and a lot of different projects that literally connect you. There's a social network that we're involved that's going to basically help you get connected, get discovered, and get famous or interact with those individuals that are hard to get to. You know, we're just trying to be the gap between people's dreams and the people that have been there and done it. You know, and believe it or not, a lot of the people that have been there and done it, they wanna help people too. They wanna open doors, but there's so many guard dogs, and there's so many people in between them that don't want you to get to them, you know? And then, and the people that do get to them, they're selfish and they don't want to help anybody else. They just want to do what they can for themselves. And, you know, it's weird. Like, no, I think that a lot of people think that if you open up your connections, then you can kind of mess yourself over, because, and it's true, you know, but I just feel like we're taking a chance opening the connections as much as we can, you know, to an extent. And hope, you know, hopefully people understand what it is that we're really trying to do. And you know, all they got to do is follow us. You know, like, we're really, really making a lot of cool moves. And like, you know, people eventually see it. Like, you know, yeah. We nominated you for the EOTM Awards. You know, we've been putting, since you're a host with Easier Broadcasting, you're another tool of the positivity that we're trying to promote. We're doing everything we can with you, along with what you're already doing. And I think people have reacted from that, have they not? Hello?
Yeah. It broke up for a second.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think it's cool, man. I think it's great, you know, because we're putting it all together. And like I was talking about, when I was talking to Greg, I was basically telling him that, you know, sometimes we got to allow time and patience to run its course. So, when you're building a positive foundation, a foundation that you want to last for a very long time, that you're connecting people, you want people to win. We know we're doing a lot of good things, you know, and it takes time, man. Let's talk about how patient you actually have to be in order, especially when you're creating your own lane, because I feel like we're creating our own situation. We're not depending on anyone. We're doing our thing, and we're putting it out there, you know, and it takes time.
Yeah, and we are creating, that's the beauty of Second Screen and social media now, is there's anybody, it doesn't matter who you are, there's no excuse not to do your own thing anymore. Because if you have a blog, if you have a podcast, I mean, anybody can do it for free. They can build, they just, you know, can't be lazy, they got to build their, you know, they just got to do it, you know, and so I want to make sure I'm answering your question exactly. Can you ask that one more time?
Basically, and letting us know how patient you really have to be.
Oh, patience. Oh, my God. Oh, man. very, very patient, and very, you have to have a lot of faith. You know what I mean? I really feel like you have to have a lot of faith and a lot of persistence and a lot of drive. You have to be goal-driven. You know, I can't begin to tell you how many you know, headaches and you know, just not being able to sleep, and how many hardships and hard times have come about. But I still keep focused and keep my eye on the prize, and things just seem to kind of just keep fortunately. But oh my God, patience! You if you're not a patient person, get out of this industry.
Right.
That's for sure.
Let me ask you this: do you feel like your patience has gotten you farther than your actual talent?
No, I don't, because I feel that a lot of how I've gotten far with everything is based upon the gift that God gave me, which is my gift of gab, my gift of listening, qualifying. You know, and I also thank my past experience in sales and learning how to qualify and stuff. I think it's a little bit of everything. You know, you have to have patience, but really, you know, if it wasn't for me being on the phone 15 hours a day. And I'm seriously saying that, I'm not exaggerating. I'm never not on the phone, never. And it's that persistence and that drive that creates opportunities. So I think you just need to be that person that makes your own stuff happen. And like, you know, like, I don't know, me, all I can do is speak for myself, and I can see myself. Like, most people will go watch TV, or they'll, you know, want to go do something fun, or they'll want to like hang out or whatever. And me, my version of that is being on the phone, and it's like a game for me. I want to see what next thing I can create, what next, you know, thing I can make be for, you know, turn into fruition and be reality. You know, it's literally a game for me. So each and every time I'm on the phone, I'm trying to move forward more and more and more. And I'd rather be, you know, like, addicted to success rather than being lazy and stuff. And
absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like, a lot of people just like, they're lazy. They just don't do it, you know. And there's the doers and the non-doers. And I don't know. All I can say is I do me, and hopefully I'm setting a good example.
Yeah. So earlier we were just speaking on being successful and how consuming it can be. Like, what do you do to like take a step back and, you know, just free your mind and enjoy yourself to step away from it in order to come back re-energized?
Oh God, you know, I to be honest, I pray a lot. You know, just asking for the help. And you know, as far as what I do for fun and taking a couple steps back, like recently I found laser tag and I honestly, Mo, you should come down and I mean, if anybody ever wants to come down, and I was thinking about doing like a special thing where we bring all the fans down and we bring a couple of the, you know, influential individuals we deal with in the, and get away from Hollywood for a little bit and just like play some laser tag and just kind of walk through the mall or something. And you got to get away. But I mean, I've been playing some video games. I got myself a dance game on PlayStation 3, and I do that. Sometimes I'll go down to the rec center, and very rarely lately I haven't had too much time, but I try to go to the rec center and take like Zumba or yoga. You know, I try to work out whenever there's time, but lately there hasn't been too much time. But I'm trying, and I guess you could say I'm trying right now to really formulate the right team so I can make those times for myself to relax and find, right, you know, find potential wifey and all that type of stuff and think about your actual life, you know, rather than, right, than work all the time. But you can't even, I look at it like this. You can't really have a personal life and be happy with your personal life unless you're successful and you're financially stable with the business life.
Mm-hmm. I agree. All right, Easy Man. Thanks a lot for joining us again for this extended version of Sports and Music with Mo Egger. Sometimes, you know, we need to just get on here and just let people know how it really is, man. You know, a lot of people miss some of the real, 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 real things in Hollywood that goes on and try to make it, man. So thanks again for coming on, man.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me. And I also want to tell everybody on May 11th, there's a foundation event for these kids. And we'll just follow me at ERICZULEY Fans on Facebook. You'll get the information. Then there's also a Trump National Golf Club charity thing coming up. And then there's yeah, there's a lot of events coming up in May, so I recommend everybody to follow me, ERICZULEY. Thanks a lot, Mo. I appreciate it, man. Sports and music, and I want to ball you up on the court one of these days. Yeah, right.
Nah, let's get it, dude. All right, man. You be easy, all right? Be easy.
All right, brother.
All right. Thank you guys again for joining us this week for Sports and Music with Mo Egger. Hope you guys tune in next week. Hey, I want to give a special shout out to Tina Truman, making my life so much easier, producing this show, and it's great, and I love it. You know, so shout out to Tina. Shout out to Price, too. You know who you are. So join us again next week. We have some special guests again, once again. We'll be tweeting out the shirt links, so you guys can go ahead and grab those things. Let's get it. Visit moegger.com, www.moegger.com. Let's go. You guys have a beautiful week. Sports and Music, Mo Egger.
Thank you for listening to Sports and Music with Mo Egger, only on Easy Way Broadcasting. Join Mo every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.